present Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross, and Diana Day in...
Give a Little Whistle. Hello? Is that Oswald Higginbottom on the phone? I have a telegram for you from James Brain of Britain Clitheroe. It reads, we'll meet you tonight at Civic Hall to see the amazing Marvello, the great hypnotist. Stop. Your turn to pay for night out, so bring plenty of lolly. Stop. I thought you'd go quiet when I mentioned the money. Stop. Hey, listen, Ozzy. You'll enjoy this hypnotist fella. He puts people under his spell and they all go dozy and daft and start doing stupid things. Hey, that's funny. You're under his spell and you haven't seen him yet. You what? What do you mean we're not going to see him? Hey? Decorating the church hall for Sunday? Well, I didn't know it was tonight. You what? You're passing the curate's message on to me? Oh, sorry, Ozzy, I've gone very deaf. Can't hear a thing. Not a dicky bird, so I'm afraid I haven't got the message. Eh? Same to you, Codzed. I'll go to the Civic Hall with Daft Alfie, so the best of luck tonight with Cuthbert the curate.
Come on, Father, let's get our coats on.
I'll be with you in a minute, Pat.
Hey, ma'am, you're going early to the Women's Guild, aren't you? I thought the wish drive didn't start till 7:30.
Your granddad and I have to get there first, before the others arrive.
Why, is it your turn to mark the playing cards?
That'll do. We've offered to get everything ready, and we'll be tidying up after the whist driver's finished, so we won't be back till about 10:00.
Oh, I'll be in bed by then, but you needn't wake me up to tell me what happened. I'll read it all in the Sunday papers. Whist drive raided by cops. It was only a cover for strip poker. Old Scotsman caught playing the vicar at snap in his best and spurrin.
Well, what's all the row about?
Oh, it's only him acting the fool. Just because we're talking about the whist drive. Come on, I'm nearly ready.
Ah, well, I'll just slip my overcoat on. I hope I win something tonight for a change.
I know how you can win, Grandad. Do what the hypnotist would do. The one who's on at the Civic Hall tonight.
What are you talking about now?
Grandad could put the fluence on the other players. You are in my power. I am your master. I command you to send me a spirit message. If I lead with my ace, have you got any trumps left?
All right, Jimmy. But I'm glad you mentioned tonight, though. Before Susan went to her Auntie Mabel's this morning, did she give you a message?
I don't remember any message. Hey, Grandad, this hypnotist marvellous. He's called the Great Marvello. He'd put you to sleep in no time. And think of the money he'd save.
What do you mean?
Well, it usually takes 6 pints of beer to put you to sleep.
Look, funny boy, did Susan say anything to you this morning when I was out at the shop?
Yes, she did say something to me.
Well, what was it?
She said she wouldn't be seeing my cheeky face for at least 24 hours, and it was marvellous. But being a little gentleman, I didn't reply. I just lifted up a suitcase for her and dropped it on her foot.
All right, Jimmy, now look, about tonight.
Yes, I was telling you.
It's 7:00 at the church hall.
No, ma'am, he's doing his show at the Civic Hall. Oh, heck, I haven't got to go to the church hall, have I?
Of course you have. It's tonight the boys are decorating it for the festival on Sunday.
That's right, and I told the curate he could put your name down on his list of volunteers, Jimmy.
Oh, but I'd be no good at putting decorations up. It's all climbing up ladders, and you know me. I can't stand heights. I even go dizzy if I wear me thick stockings.
You are going to the church hall tonight, my lad, and don't you dare try and get out of it.
I'll see who it is, Pat.
Hello, Mr. Sinclair. Could you grab hold of the leg, please?
Oh, it's you, Alfie.
But it's this table Susan asked me to get, to stand on. No, not Susan stand on, a record player. I brought it on the bus and the conductor made me stand on the platform with it, and every time the bus swayed, I rang his bell with one of the legs.
Put it down here, Alfie. We'll take it upstairs later, after you've given your tongue a rest.
Come along, Father. We really must go now.
I'm coming, Pat. Well, cheerio, you two.
Cheerio, Grandad. How are you, Alfie?
Cheerio, Grandad. Yes, Sinclair. You missed it, I mean.
Don't forget about tonight, Jimmy.
I won't forget, Mum.
And what is it about tonight you've not got to forget?
I've forgotten. Now, where's that phone number?
Who are you ringing?
Ah, here we are. Mr. Thompson, curate. 67478.
Well, what are you ringing the new curate for?
Because I'm starting to get a very bad cold.
Oh, so you're ringing the curate to see if he can cure it? Oh, I'm tough for you. It's a joke, you cure it. You're cold.
Oh, don't some mothers have them? Quiet, it's ringing at the other end.
Ah, but you still haven't said why you're phoning him.
Because I'm not ringing him, my grandad is.
Oh, I think my grandad's gone.
Oh, you're quick, aren't you? Listen, the curate doesn't know me or my grandad, and we've both got bad colds. Hello, is that you, curate? My name's Peter Sinclair. My grandson, Jimmy Clitheroe, won't be coming to church hall tonight.
Look, what the heck are you doing?
Me not. Shut up. He's got a cold as bad as I have. His eyes are running. His nose is running. So far, it's neck and neck. it's a joke. Well, that's very kind of you. I'll tell young Jim. Hey, good night, dear.
What did he say?
Tell the boy that we shall all miss him and may he soon be restored to full health. We've got a right reverend one there.
And a right crafty one here. What's going on?
Well, Alfie, I know you're at a loose end because our Susan's away, so I pretended I wasn't well and went to all that trouble just so as I can give you an enjoyable night out.
That's very big of you. Where are you taking me?
Read this handbill. I got it from the Civic Hall.
One night only. The great Marvello, master hypnotist. He commands, you obey.
It's right, Alfie. He makes the audience clasp their hands together, and when he puts the fluence on them, they won't come apart.
Ah, rubbish. He will reveal your thoughts. He will probe the inner recesses of your subconscious ego. It is Marvello's proud boast that he has yet to explore a human mind that will baffle him.
And that's why I'm taking you, Alfie. Are you enjoying it?
Well, considering it's cost me £2 for us bus fares, £10 for seats to come in here, a shilling for my souvenir programme, and $0.50 for your sweets, ice cream and nuts, I'm having a marvellous time.
There you are. I said I'd give you a good night out.
Be quiet when the show's on.
Oh, sorry, mister. Have a peanut.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the high spot of my show, my pièce de résistance, mass hypnotism.
Ain't it exciting, Alfie? I can feel me vest creeping up me back.
Don't talk so daft.
Keep quiet.
Yes, Alfie, keep quiet.
Ladies and gentlemen, gathered here tonight, will you all clasp your hands together, interlocking your fingers?
I've clasped mine, Alfie. Have you clasped yours?
No, but I've clasped mine into a fist.
Now concentrate on me, all of you. Look at me. And concentrate on my voice. Now your hands are clasped together. I shall cast a spell on you, and your hands will become firmly locked together. Your fingers will not budge. The harder you pull, the tighter they'll become. The harder you pull, the tighter they'll become. The harder you pull, the tighter they'll become. The tighter they'll become. Until now, the spell is complete. There are those of you among my audience who cannot now separate their hands.
Alfie, I can separate my hands.
And I said it was all nonsense.
Can you see anybody who can't unfasten their hands?
Of course I can't. Oh, hey, wait a minute. I think there's one bloke over there.
Where? Where? Point him out to me.
Oh, over there, near the... Oh, heck.
What's up?
My hands. I can't unclasp them. Jimmy, look, they're stuck together.
I wish your jaws were in all.
Well, I was right, wasn't I? Some of you are helpless under my spell. Only I can release your hands. Well, will you all come up onto the stage, please?
Go on, Alfie, off you go.
Oh, I don't want to go up there.
You've got to, or else you'll never get your hands unfastened. And think what that'll mean. Every time your man puts your shirt in the machine to wash it, she'll have to put you in as well.
Ladies and gentlemen, to prove that these people are really under my spell, I shall first put them to sleep and hypnotize them so that when they awake, they will feel completely normal until they hear a whistle. Immediately, they will become whatever was mentioned when they heard the whistle, and they will remain so until a second whistle restores them to normality. Well, so far, ladies and gentlemen, we have had the lady who did the imaginary fan dance and the gentleman who thought he was Napoleon. And now to this gentleman here, who, as we can all see, is also in a deep hypnotic sleep. Your name, sir?
Alfred Cirillo.
Well, I never knew that before. Alf is a soppy Cyril.
Hey, son, put your head under that tip-up seat while I sit on it.
Now, when I clap my hands, Mr. Hall, you too will awake and feel perfectly normal. Do you understand?
I understand.
Very well, Mr. Hall, I command you to awake.
Jack, well, I never heard the alarm go off. Of course, I remember now I'm here.
You feel all right now, Mr. Hall?
Yeah, perfectly, thank you.
Now, you don't feel like a dog, for instance.
I think he's got a touch of distemper.
Everybody laughing at?
Take no notice, Alfie. You an uncle. Go and chase a tomcat.
Hey, I shan't tell you again.
Tell me, Mr. Hall, are you interested in boxing?
Oh, no. No, I don't like boxing.
Well, then you've never wished to be a boxer like, say, Cassius Clay.
Yeah, man, I'm beautiful. If I fought a fellow as big as King Kong, I'd drop him in one right after the gong, you
all. All right, you can stop shadow boxing.
What happened, was it?
You hit it with your fist, Mr. Hall. Tell me, do you sing at all?
It make you? Oh, no. No, I never wanted to be a singer. I don't think my voice is quite good enough.
Oh, come, Mr. Hall, have you never wished you were a beetle?
It's been a hard day's night.
You were a scream, Alfie. Ooh, you should have put them all together. Cassius, the Beatles, and the dog and sung, I love me, woof. Woof, woof.
Don't be funny. I still don't believe I made a fool of myself like you said I did.
First, please.
Two Lilac Avenue, East Payne.
Oh, that'll be eightpence, sir. Evening, Vicar.
Oh, good evening, my child. Tell me, are you one of my flock?
Hey, Sonny, what's the matter with him?
He thinks you're a sheep.
Here are the announcement for the Harvest Festival. Will all the ladies kindly lay their eggs in the vestry?
Oh, heck, that's a joke my granddad once told him. He must think he's a real vicar.
Yeah, but that's the real vicar, him dozing on the front seat there.
I know. We've been to see a hypnotist at the Civic Hall, and he put a spell on Alfie.
Well, You mean he's still under the influence?
Woe unto ye, I've never touched a drop in my life. Verily, it would offend the bishop.
Of course. I'd forgotten it's the whistle that brings him out of it.
That's unbelievable.
I thought he said it was eightpence. What? What? Not the eightpence, the other, because you said you couldn't believe it, and I don't remember what it was you were saying, what it was.
Oh, thank goodness. He's all right again.
Yeah, if he's all right, I'm the Shah of Persia.
Gleetings, O illustrious ones.
No, son, but I've put the kettle on again. It won't be long.
You and me grandad had your tea early, didn't you? Has he found a new pub that opens at 5 o'clock?
That's enough. The way you go on, you'd think he did nothing but drink.
Oh, he eats and sleeps as well.
You are cheeky. We're going to look at a carpet and the shop closes at 6. So make yourself another cup of tea when the kettle boils and tell Susan a meal is in the oven.
Yes, ma'am.
And don't start fighting with him while we're out.
Right, ma'am. If she starts any trouble, I'll promise I won't clout her until you get back.
You won't do anything at all. Go and shout your granddad to hurry up or we'll be late.
Right, ma'am. Would you like me to spring clean the house as well while you're out?
Don't you talk to me like that.
Sorry, ma'am. I'll go and shout my granddad.
Yes, and be quick about it, or you'll be shouting when I'm smacking your bottom.
I was only kidding, ma'am. Grown-ups just don't have no sense of humour. Grandad, me mum says hurry up or you'll be late.
All right, I'm just putting my shirt on.
If you're going shopping, I should put your trousers on as well. All right, mum, I'll see who it is. I hope it's a telegram to say me auntie's adopted Susan. I could eat some more steak pie.
Hello, it's you. Hello, Jim.
Wait a minute. That face, that voice, the crash helmet on the side of your head. Of course, you're Peter O'Toole.
I'm in no mood for your jokes, I hope.
No, it's not Peter O'Toole. It's Alfie Old Twit.
Hey, now, don't get me annoyed. I've had all I can stand today.
What's the matter?
That blooming Marvello, it hasn't worn enough. Yeah, I still go under the influence every time I hear a whistle.
What happens?
My mind keeps going blank.
I know that, but what happens when you hear a whistle?
My mind keeps... I'll clout you.
I mean, what have you done when you were under the influence?
What have I done? When my mum whistled a cat, I nearly broke my leg trying to wash the back of my neck with my foot. The bloke next door whistled his dog and I bit him.
And when I went to the front door to get our milk, my dad whistled and said, Sophie Loren, I opened the door and kissed the milkman.
The truth, did you?
But of course I did. I don't want them to think I've gone daft.
Well, don't you dare let on to my mob. They think I was decorating the church hall last night.
Well, I'll have to tell Susan. That's why I come round.
Tell Blabbermouth? You will not. Anyway, she's not back from my auntie's yet.
Oh, well, she's coming because I'm supposed to take her out tonight and now I can't.
Of course you can. Stuff cotton wool in your ears, then you can't hear any whistles.
I wouldn't be able to hear Susan then.
That's another good reason. And if you wore a blindfold, you wouldn't have to look at a scraggy clock.
Yeah, I like looking at Susan's face. Anyway, that's not it. I went to the Civic Hall today and they said Marvello was giving a show at an army depot near here, so I've got to go there and see him tonight.
You're a glutton for punishment. What do you want him to do this time? Turn you into a frog?
I want him to make me normal.
Oh, even he's not that clever.
You're asking for it, my lad.
Jimmy, if that's Alfie, bring him into the living room for a cup of tea.
Right, Mum. Listen, Alfie, not a word about your fluence. Come on.
All right. But I don't see why you should always get off so easy.
Hello, Alfie. Oh, Jimmy, will you make some tea? His granddad and I are just going out.
Ah, thanks, Mrs. Clitheroe. Yeah, I came round to see Susan.
Yes, I rather guessed that. I didn't think you'd, come round to move the furniture.
Bag over this table's heavy. I'll have a job getting it through the door.
Alfie, what are you doing?
Moving the furniture. Oh, well, it's too heavy for one. I'll get the chairs out first.
Oh, stop it, you clot. That'll fix... Oh, whoa, what's up? Oh, heck, the kettle's still going.
Alfie, if this is a joke, it's not funny. Stop banging my table.
Move your feet till I get the carpet up.
Oh, heck, I'll turn the kettle off. It's just as fun, Mum.
Alfie, don't lift that sideboard. There's crockery in it.
How can I move it without lifting it, you dozy-looking woman?
Stop!
Hello, Mrs. Clitheroe.
Oh, thank goodness.
Hello, indeed. Have you been drinking, Alfie? Dozy-looking woman.
Wait.
Mama, I think me grandad's ready.
What? Oh, yes. Really, Alfie, you surprise me sometimes.
Oh, heck, was I off again? I mean, doing it, going funny. Who was I?
Stop joking, Alfie. He's a kidder, isn't he, Mum?
Well, I'm not laughing, and neither would Alfie be if he'd knocked over my sideboard.
Good, it's me grandad.
Are you ready to go, Father?
Ah, but I don't ken where I'm going the noon.
You are?
I am ready, Pat.
My daughter was talking to me, you silly old hootsmon.
Oh, heck! Oh, heck, I've lost me whistle. Grandad, whistle. Whistle, Grandad.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? My wee grandson was talking to me, you wet haggis.
Oh, thank goodness I found me whistle.
Hello, Mr. Sinclair.
Ah, so you're pulling my leg, are you? Well, I don't like it. So cut it out or I'll pull you up by your ears.
What's the matter? I don't understand. Oh, I've been again, away, off it. I keep going.
I think you've gone round the bend. Oh, look at the time. Come on, Father, or we'll be late.
Right, my dear. I used to think you were a fool, Alfie. Now I'm sure.
Come on, Father. I'll talk to you later, Alfie. I'm not sure you ought to be going out with our Susan.
Ah, that does it, Jimmy. I'm going to tell him the truth.
Oh, no, don't.
Mrs. Clitheroe, Mr. Sinclair, there's something I want to say to you both.
What is it, Alfie?
You're a sheep.
Well, what do you want to say?
I don't want any. I just want to see Susan and then go to the army camp.
I don't blame you. When I see a face, I want to go in the Foreign Legion.
Shut up. Shut it. Just shut it. Shut your mouth.
Anybody would think you didn't like me.
Hello, I'm home.
I don't like you, little Laura.
Yeah, that, Susan, so leave him alone.
What do you mean?
It's you I don't like.
Don't worry, Alfie. I know who you're talking to. My delinquent brother.
That's right, Susan. He's the delinquent I don't like.
How about my delinquent sister?
I like your delinquent sister. Susan, I mean.
Well, I'll go and put my case away, and then you can tell me where you're taking me tonight.
To the zoo. There are monkey short.
Belt up, you.
Look, Alfie, you're not going to tell her the truth, are you?
Well, I've got to, otherwise I'll have to take her to the pictures or something.
Well, not if you weren't friends.
Oh, but we are friends.
Well, have a row, a fight.
I'll have a fight, all right. Put your fists up.
Get him upset, you, Alfie. I won't be a second, then I'll deal with him.
I'm sorry about it, Alfie.
About what?
About what I've got to do to you.
Hey, now, look here.
Your old man stepped on, and she's after your money.
Well, that's that. Now, where are you taking me tonight?
I'm taking you nowhere, you money-grabbing little baggage.
You heard him.
Go and find another mug, you little bloodsucker.
Gone too far, Alfie Hall. I'm not standing for this.
Oh, God. Shall I deal with a pater?
Yeah, give her a punch up the bracket.
For the last time, Sonny, no unauthorized persons allowed past this guardroom into the camp.
But, Sergeant, the great Marvello's doing a show here tonight and we've got to see him.
It's a matter of life and death.
It will be. If you try to go through there, I'll shoot you.
But I've told you, he put the fluence on Alfie here and we want him cured.
I've got to get rid of it. Off me. Stop it whistling. When I hear it, I go bonkers.
That I can believe. But this rubbish about you becoming different things, well...
Charles Lawton.
This is Beelzebub. If you don't get out of my way, I'll have you hung from the highest yard arm in Plymouth Harbour.
That was a mistake. You sounded more like Godfrey Wynne.
Yeah, now, stop wasting my time.
A bull.
Moo. Moo.
Next. A duck. And if you're not satisfied with that, I'll get him to lay an egg.
Hey, now watch it. There's no need to overdo things, you know.
You are asleep in a deep sleep. A deep, deep sleep.
I hope this works, Mr. Marvello.
Quiet, boy. You are asleep, Alfie Hall.
He was driving the pigs home, all right.
Keep quiet, lad.
He can't hear me, only Mr. Marvello and the pigs. Why, that's a big un. Oh, you reckon that'd be the old sow? And them's our little piglets. Hey, make him do Pinky and Perky.
When you awake, Alfie Hall, you will be your normal self, as you were before you ever met me. When I clap my hands, you will awake. Now, awake.
Gabs, it be a wobble. Ooh, where am I? Ooh, it's you. Am I done?
You are now your old self again. You are your old self once more, as you always were.
You mean I'm cured?
No, you're the same as you always were.
Well, I must get back to the show.
Yeah, well, I'll show you across the square, sir.
Ah, thank you, Mr. Marvellous. You wonder, hello. I mean, for full marvels.
It's quite all right. I'll follow you then, Sergeant.
Here's this way, sir, I must say. That was very impressive, sir.
Oh, thank goodness that's over. Well, I'll test myself out. I'll have a whistle.
Oh, I wouldn't do that, Alfie.
Why not? I'm cured. Here goes. A dog. Oh, yeah, Jim, I'm cured. Hey, Jim, I'm cured. Jim, what are you looking like that for? Stop it. Stop it. Don't get out. Get out. Get out. Get out, Mr. That's me like you like.
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, Diana Day as Susan, with Brian Truman and John Graham. The recorded program was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself.
Only kidding, Alfie. I wasn't under the fluence. The family found out about Alfie being hypnotized, but he didn't tell them about me. He was going to, but I whistled, shouted Sweeney Todd, and picked up the bread knife. He was out of the room that fast, he had to come back for his feet. Ta-ra! Thank you.